For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. China's state think tank has predicted that the country's GDP in 2015 is expected to be 6.9%. According to a blue book released by the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, economic growth is likely to be slow as institutional barriers such as a rigid household registration system and a lack of human capital drag down GDP. The government's target for GDP growth in 2015 is about 7%. China's GDP growth stood at 7% in the first half of this year. Most economic indicators, such as PMI, showed weak performance in the first 2 months of the third quarter. Media representatives from 60 countries have gathered at a forum in Beijing to discuss coverage of the Belt and Road Regional Trade and Infrastructure Network proposed by China. Head of the International Department of the Communist Party of China's Central Committee, Wang Jiarui, attended the forum on Monday. Wang called on the media to help promote the initiatives, which are estimated to involve 4.4 billion people. The Silk Road Economic Belt stretches northwest from China's coast through Central Asia, the Middle East, and onto Europe, while the Maritime Silk Road runs through the country's south to Southeast Asia. More than 150 students remain in hospital, 10 of them in critical condition after inhaling smoke during a fire drill at school. The incident took place on Friday at a junior middle school in Tianshui City, northwest China's Gansu province. More than 400 students participated in the drill, which used smoke guns to simulate fire. Many of them began to cough and vomit after inhaling the smoke. According to a statement issued by the local government on Monday, a total of 165 students are now at four hospitals. A Sunday statement said only 9 students had been hospitalized after the incident. The cap on independent mainland tourists visiting Taiwan has been raised from 4,000 to 5,000 per day starting from this week. Additionally, the number of visitors allowed to travel between East China's Fujian province and Kinmen and Matsu has increased from 500 to 1,000 per day from September 10th. Local authorities made the decision after Taiwan's financial agency announced that the global spending slowdown had affected tourism revenue on the island. The Binhai New Area in North China's Tianjin City has launched safety inspections on companies that handle dangerous chemicals or goods following the deadly warehouse blast last August. The safety checks that started on Sunday will continue until the end of this year, targeting enterprises that produce, store, or use dangerous chemicals, as well as companies that transport dangerous goods. Companies determined to be lacking conditions for safe production will be shut down, and those found to be hazardous will be suspended from operation until improvements are made. Saudi Arabia is taking precautionary measures to deal with the MERS virus ahead of the annual Hajj pilgrimage. More than 2 million Muslims worldwide are expected to travel to Mecca for the yearly event, which starts on Tuesday. The Saudi government has allocated more than 52 ICU units and isolation rooms in the city for suspected and confirmed MERS cases. Since the first case was confirmed in Saudi Arabia in 2012, the virus has killed more than 500 people and made the kingdom the most heavily infected country. However, the Saudi government has declared zero MERS infections among the Hajj pilgrims for the past 3 years. The South Korean defense minister has said that his country can reject the U.S. military's call for Japanese troops' entrance into the Korean Peninsula in emergency situations. The defense minister Han Min-koo made the comments on Monday during the parliamentary audit of military courts under the defense ministry. His comments came amid growing concerns about the enactment in Japan of controversial security bills that will allow Japan to fight overseas for the first time since the end of World War II. South Korea's foreign minister has reiterated that Japan must win consent or request from the Korean side before its collective self-defense right is exercised for reasons related with South Korea's national interest and the security of the Korean Peninsula. Chinese Vice Premier Liu Yandong says that China and the UK will further deepen cooperation in the field of radio, film, and television so as to enhance the mutual acknowledgement and friendship between the two peoples. Liu Yandong, who just finished her official visit to the UK, made the remarks while attending an opening ceremony in London launching the broadcast of a series of Chinese programs in the UK. A number of Chinese films, including Dearest and The Great Hypnotist, will be broadcast on Propeller TV in the UK. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.